really to go talk to high school kids is it's a blessing, because when I was coming up in high school, I would always want an NFL player or anybody that I looked up to come speak to me and come tell me some of the things that I can do to get to where they are. And, you know, basically for me, I'm just trying to be an inspiration and a help to others. And I know that there's kids in high school that's trying to get to the next level for his college, and they want to get to the ultimate level and the big time level, which is the NFL level. So I'm just really trying to give them an inspiration and a hope to, you know, that you can make it no matter where you went to school, no matter where you're going to go to school, and no matter how you came up.
So for me, not getting a scholarship, it was a big deal. But one of the things that made it one of the biggest deals in my life because of what they said it was. They said I was too short. They said I was too slow, which was a lie. I know that wasn't the reason. But what motivated me through that was, you know, I had a lot of schools. I had a lot of coaches coming in. And be like, man, you know, you got some good film, but you're too short. You know, they're saying that to some of y'all right now. I knew I wanted to play football. And I knew I wanted to go somewhere bigger after that. I knew I wanted to go to college. First in my family to go to college. Knew I wanted to get a degree. It was things that I wanted to do, things that I wanted to accomplish. So I couldn't let that hold me back. So I took out that loan. First year, nothing but schoolwork. Like I said, I'm a different breed. You got to be that way. You got to train yourself in your mind that you're a different breed. That's period. Because what you think about yourself is what you're going to do. But other people, they're going to think a whole bunch of different things. But you're not going to get nowhere off nobody else's opinion. The only mindset that matters is yours. I got to be ready to embrace my role on whatever it is. If Coach said, go pour me some water right now, I promise he ain't going to have to ask me again. So I was ready to do whatever it takes to get to that level to where, nah, ain't nobody going to stop me. Moving on. One thing that you'll find out, I know it's a lot of you guys that aspire to be NFL football players, but one thing you're going to learn about it, you have to stick with it. So I got cut from the New York Giants going into my second year. But one thing I always said to myself, I would never leave this league on somebody else's terms. I'm going to leave on my own terms. When they cut me, that wasn't it. A lot of people get cut and that's it for them because they, hey, man, I can't do no more. Yeah, you can. That's if you want to do more. This year, what comes about, I go into training camp, similar, last corner on the depth chart, seventh corner. I'm like, here we go again. It's high school all over again. I work my butt off. I get to the end of training camp. I did all I could possibly do. I played everything possible. I got cut. I'm driven. I'm hungry. I'm still hungry. I know I could play. Texas call Monday morning. Charles, we're going to bring you back to Houston. Word? Yeah, we need you to play against the Dolphins. To be at this point right now, man, is nothing but a drive, man. Drive. You got to want it. I could have quit plenty of times in my life. Plenty of times. I could have quit when Baltimore cut me. They cut me the day before the game. I was in the game plan. After that first game against the Miami Dolphins, next game I become a starter. Dang, I ain't never been starred before in the league. All about embrace your role. And it took 3 years to get my first start. Sometimes it may take time. Rome wasn't built in a day. It's never going to come like that. The things that you work for, the things that you want the most will never come easy. It's going to always fight to see how bad you want it. It's always going to be a dog fight. For me, man, life has been about obstacles. A lot of y'all gonna face more obstacles than you're facing now. And whether you wanna be a football player or you wanna just go be a teacher, whether you wanna be a coach, you still gonna face more obstacles in things that you want to get in life and things that you really want and things that really mean something is gonna cost you. But what you're willing to give up and the time that you're willing to put in is gonna be on you. It's different. See, it's different. You gonna have the people who talk about it, then you have the people who really do it. Be one of the people that do it. Don't talk about it. My name is Charles James. I'm up out of here.